commenting on the Mishnah. Raises a question. When it says in the Chumash, V'nasan v'yoda, that the husband gives the get v'yad ishto, do you require dafke yad? No other kinyonim are acceptable, or are shah kinyonim acceptable as well? So chatzah for sure is good, that's Mishnah's later. And the Gemara has a whole drasha from the Pasuk in the beginning of Perek HaZorek. V'nasan v'yoda, ein li ele yoda, that's the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph. Chatzir minayin tam leima v'nasan mikomakam. So chatzah for sure is good. What about Hagboha? What about Meshicha? Is it Dafke Yad and Chotzer? What about Hagboha Meshicha? So we had the Tosfos on Chof Aleph from the Beis, Dima Maschil Yotza Zeh, long skinny Tosfos. So Tosfos in the middle writes a Dava Pashut, Hagboha Meshicha are acceptable. Tosfos just says, Hagboha Meshicha are not valid if the get was written Al Allah. On a leaf that's growing in an otzitz naku, and the ala, the leaf that's growing, is considered mechuber. So the Gemara says on the top of Chabbeis Amin Aleph that the mechuber can only be nikneh bechazoka. It cannot be nikneh behagbo b'mishicha. The otzitz is tolush, and the ala that's growing, if it's growing in an otzitz naku, so it's considered mechuber. So the Gemara says the otzitz cannot be nikneh b'chazoke, because the otzitz, the flower pot, is not mechuber, it's tolush. So tolush requires kinyan and metaltalim. And the ala of the otzitz nakuv is considered mechuber, so that can only be nikneh b'chazoke, cannot be nikneh b'hagbo b'mishicha. So Tosis writes, if you wrote the get on the ala that's growing in the otzitz nakuv, it's dina kemechuber. So then, if he gives the get to his wife, Mashiach and Hagbo wouldn't be valid, because Mashiach and Hagbo are not kind of mechuber. But if it would be a get that's written on a piece of paper and he gives it to his wife, so then Tosfos assumes a davar pasha, that Mashiach and Hagbo would be good. This is not like Rabbi Akiva Egan. Rabbi Akiva Egan in Tshuvas writes that he instituted, and he has it also on the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he has the same comment. His opinion is that only Yad and Chotzer are acceptable, and Shar Kinyonim are not acceptable. So when is it considered Yad, and when is it considered Hagbah? So Rabbi Kivega writes the Dovah Pasha the same as the Nesivis. The Nesivis writes like this. A person holds a diploma in his hand. So with the part of the diploma that's in his hand, that's Yad. The part that's sticking out to the right and to the left, that's called Hagbah. If you have the whole diploma like this, so the part that's in your hand is Yad, but that's above is Aver Yad. So just like the Gemara has a din that Aver Chotzer is Kaina, and Aver Chotzer, whatever's directly above. So Yad is Kaina, and Aver Yad. But if it's not directly above, it's sideways. So whatever is in the hand is Yad, whatever is protruding on this side, not side, is Hagbo. So Rabbi Kivega has a Chiddush, he thinks that Hagbo is not good. So how do you ever have a get? So usually you give a get, you fold the get up. So let's say you fold the get like this, and you put it into the woman's hand, yeah? But the part of it is going to be sticking out. So Rabbi Kivega says you have to fold it more. You have to fold it so small that the whole get is biyodo. But in previous generations, they never did like that. And the Gemara said in the beginning of the Masicht that you're not allowed to introduce any chumris. And the later generations, that they never observed in the earlier generations, kedei shelo lahotzi laz al gitin harishoinim, that's on Hei Amid Beis. Rabbi Kivega says, no, that's in the Gemara there, that the shliach lahilocha wants to be able to say b'fana nechtav kuloi, I was sitting and watching when the sefer wrote all the 12 lines of the git. So since in the earlier generations, the shliach lahilocha didn't sit so long to watch the sefer write the whole git. He just sat in the beginning of fartik. So you're not allowed to introduce a chumrah that's really mikra din, not necessary. But if you have a chumrah that taka is necessary, Rabbi Kivega says it's no good. If you give the get ha'ideh hagbor, Mashiach, it's no good. And the children taka amamzerim, all the children who were born from the second husband, who the wife got a get from the husband, ha'ideh Mashiach ha'agbor taka, the amamzerim, taka no good. So he holds that it's a mitzvah lohatzilaz on the git me'rishayim, and you have to do it b'kanal abo the correct way. Shalot, not to introduce chumras, nor to kadesh lo lohatzilaz, is a chumra that's not needed mikradin. But this chumra he holds is mikradin. So the common practice is we don't do like Rabbi Akiva. Again, we follow what Tosfos says. That's what the Pischit Shuvah writes in Ebenezer. It says the minig of all the Mesadri Git, the minig of the Moira Hiro always was not like Rabbi Geveger. You follow this Tosfos that you do Meshicha Hakboa is good enough. Why is that? Because basically Meshicha Hakboa is the same as Yad and Chatzar. Yad is kind of because it's in my Rishus, and Chatzar is kind of because it's in my Rishus. So Meshicha is also, I do Meshicha, I'm kind of, it's considered as if I brought it into my Rishus. And Hakboa is also, Hakboa is considered as if I brought it into my Rishus. Hakboa Meshicha are basically an extension of Yad and Chatzar. We just discussed the Shaila, that there's a machlokes in Perek HaZoh between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlokish, where the Meshicha is kind of min HaTorah, Meshicha is only a takana min the Rabban. So Rabbi Shlokish, usually when there's a machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlokish, the Gemara says in HaChayletz, in the fourth Perek in Yevamos, the beginning of HaChayletz, the Gemara says, Amar Rove, we always pass like Rabbi Yechon, except for three cases, and we pass like Rabbi Shlokish. So this is not mentioned as one of the three cases. This machlokes is where the Dvar Torah, Rabbi Shlokish holds Dvar Torah, Meshicha Mefuresh is min HaTorah. Shlokish holds there's a pasuk in Chumash that says the Feirish the Mashiach is kind. What's the pasuk? V'chisim kaima kaila amisecha or kona miyad amisecha. Davar anikna miyad liyad. All the Tanoim agree. Everybody agrees that the din of Aino only applies to metaltalim. Davar anikna miyad liyad is a description of metaltalim as opposed to karka. The din of Aino only applies to metaltalim. It doesn't apply to karka. We just explained on that also. What do you mean the din of Aino doesn't apply to karka? The original pasuk of Aino is written by karka. If I sell a field to someone else, I should only charge as much money in accordance with how long the other fellow is going to have it. He should realize when it comes Yom Kippur, Shnas HaYovel is going to return back to the original owner. He's not going to have this order forever and ever. So I can only charge him accordingly. And if I charge too much, then it's a violation of Aino. So the original pasuk of Aino is written in Chumash in connection with Karkas. So how can the Mishnah say in Perek HaZov, Aino Aino LeKarko? So the Ramban explains, because they have this pasuk that says, it says, I know, only applies to metaltalim, doesn't apply to karka, and that's in contradiction to the pasuk where it says, Beferi is the original, din of Aino is by karka. So that's how the Chachamim understood, the Tanaim understood from reading in between the lines of the Chumash, that there is Tzvei Dinim. There are two halachas here in Aino. There's a prohibition, there's an Isra Aino, and then there's a penalty of Aino. So the Isra Aino applies equally to Karka and Metaltalim, and applies to Hegdish, and applies to Maisa Sheni, applies to everything. The Isra Aino applies to Benei Noach, Akum, by Nochem, there's an Isra Aino. And then the penalty, so that says only Reyehu. There's no penalty by Noah to Hegdish, Eino Noah la Hegdish. There's no penalty by Noah if you cheated in Nochri. There's no penalty by Noah if you cheated by Karka. But these are Noah certainly there. These are Noah certainly there by Nochrim and by Karka and by everything. So that phrase in the Pasuk, Akana Me'ana Misech, Altonu Ish Yisochiv, Dobra Nikna Miyad Liyad, all the Tanami agree to that idea. That this Pasuk is an allusion to the fact that Eino Noah la Karkois. It's only the din of Aino, the penalty of Aino only applies to Metatlam Dora Nikta Miyadliya. Rish Lakish understands an additional point in this pasuk that the way to transfer ownership of Metatlam is by giving it over Meshicha, Dora Nikta Miyadliya. It's not only a description of Metatlam, it's the means, the method whereby I mak the Metatlam to others, namely by making a Kenya Meshicha. So Rish Lakish is out of the opinion, Meshicha before Eshes Menatur. It's a Beferish pasuk. And Mashiach is kind. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that pasuk, Dabar Nikna Miyad Liyad, just as a description of Metaltalim, it doesn't imply that the Mashiach is kind. And Mashiach is a takana de Rabbanon, and Menater, Dvar Torah, Mo is kind. So you're only kind in the Metaltalim if you pay for it. If you don't pay for it, you just make a Hagbo or Mashiach, you're only kind in the Rabbanon. So the Shalit Hakentais to say that the get is good. If you give a get, the Mashiach of a Hagbo, if the whole Mashiach and Hagbo is only a kinyim in the Rabbanon, a kenyan med the rabbanon is good to be matem and eshes ish b'tnia. So one can answer a kenyan med the rabbanon is good to be matem and eshes ish b'nichusa. Yes, it is good. Where do we see such a thing? We have Dalar Amos. Gemara has later in Perek HaZorek, the husband throws the get close kor of law. He throws the get close to his wife, and the Gemara explains toch Dalar Amos shalishta. That's an ayin chesam and aleph toch Dalar Amos shalishta. So the Gemara says in Bab Mitzi in the first Perek that Kinyan Dalar Amos is only with the Rabbanon. And nonetheless, the Gemara says here, and the Gemara interprets the Mishnah, that when he throws the get Toch Dalar Amos of his wife, she becomes Megoreshi, she's allowed to remarry. So it's a good question, all the Rishonim deal with that question. How can it be? Menatoira, Dalar Amos doesn't exist as a Kinyan. And with the Rabbanon, they make a kinyan and they allow an Eish Yisish to remarry. I say that they have the right to permit a woman to remarry. Minatara, she's still an Eish Yisish. There's a din loy sinaf. We usually assume enkerach biyar chachamim lakadov minatara bekumbi asay. So the Rishonim have different suggestions on that kasha. So some of them say avkin rabbanon kiddushin minay, and other Rishonim say a different answer. You don't have to come on to avkin rabbanon kiddushin minay. Once they declare that the Dalai Lama's is kind of the get, so that means that Dalai Lama's is like a kinyan chotzer, and the kinyan chotzer is kind of the get. So the woman is kind of the get with the koyach, with the power of hefker bez nehefker. Hefker bez nehefker works minat Torah. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos. When the Gemara has the long sugya, daf peches, daf peites, daf tzadik, it goes for three dafim in the Gemara. So the Gemara has a machlokes amarayim, and the conclusion of the Bavli is that ain't koyach biyar chachamim lakadov minat Torah bekum liyaseh. The chachamim only have authorization to be yekadov minat Torah b'shei v'al tase. They can tell you when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos not to blow the shofar. They can tell you not to put tzitzis in the beged shel pishtim. That's b'shevi al tasa, not to fulfill a mitzvah. They tell a gershon, this guy, b'erev Pesach, he should not bring the korban Pesach. He should wait for Pesach sheni. Shouldn't bring Pesach today because of a concern. So that's yeshkach b'achacham and lakadov minatar b'shevi al tasa. They tell a person not to fulfill a mitzvah. But do they have the right to tell a person, we permit you to violate an aver? So the maskanas abavli is enkach lakad ikum v'yaseh. They have no right to tell a person to do an aver. So the Gemara asks, well, what about in Didi Mominis, they make takonis de Rabbanon, and they allow me to violate Lo Sigzol? Minatora, I'm not entitled to the money. You are. And with the Rabbanon, they give me the right to take the money. So I'm in violation of Lo Sigzol. That's an aver, bikumbi, I say. The Gemara said, that's not a problem. Hefke bez nehefke. Any takona that the Chachamim Institute in the area of Didi Mominis, so it works with the authority of Hefke bez nehefke. So you see from the Gemara that Hefke bez nehefke works on the level of their Isa, and it's never, whenever the issue is in the area of Dinim Amenis, it's never considered a violation of Akira's Dov Menater Bikum B'yaseh. So that's what half of the Rishonim answer over here. The true, the Kinyan of Dalai Lama's is only with the Rabbanon. And usually, Enkoch B'yachachamim Laka Dov Menater Bikum B'yaseh. So how do we allow the woman to remarry based on a Kinyan, the Rabbanon Menater, she's still an Eshishish? The answer is no, Hefke Bez Nehefke. Since they declared that the Dalai Lama's belongs to her, Mimele she's kind of the get with the Kinyan Chotzer Min HaTorah, Mimele she's Megureshes Min HaTorah. These are the two famous answers that the Rishonim give. A less famous answer is given by the Tosfos Rid. He's always very extreme. He has unusual opinions. Tosfos Rid was not in France or Germany. Tosfos Rid was in Italy. Rishai Detrani. So the Tosfos Rid suggests that Dalai Lama's was Halacha L'Moshe Misina, that it works by get. It's a din derais. How could be a din derais if there's no pasuk? No pasuk is Halacha L'Moshe Misina. I think Marsha Beferish in Bava Metzia in the first paragraph that Dalai Lama's only a kinyan with the Rabbanon. He says, no, it's a kinyan with the Rabbanon by Dovish Al Hefker. That I'm kain and aveda, that Toch Dalai Lama's of mine, that's a kinyan with the Rabbanon. But always called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun. So all the takanas, the Rabbanon, have to be patterned after Dinim Daraisa. So where in the whole wide world did they come up with an Einfall? Where did they see any Din Daraisa to pattern the Din Darabanon after? Where do you see that Dalai Lama's works Menatera? Ah, Zakta, by the get, the works Menatera. It can't be Menatera. How can it be? Enkach Biar Chachamim, Lakadah Menatera Bikumiyas. So that's a very irregular. Tosfos Rid has his own style. When he has a Gemara that he doesn't like, he says he thinks you have to cross out these five lines. He thinks you have to add on five lines here. He makes up a new halacha on Moshe Messina. What's going on here? Yeah.
Why is Dalai Lama parallel to Chatzar? Make it like Tzirchah.
Right, that's what half of the Rishonim answer. The Rabbanon, they made it her Chatzar. And once they made it her Chatzar, that works Menater, Hefke Bez Nehefker. And Hefke Bez Nehefker, so she's Megureshes, Menater. And the other Rishonim think not so. The other Rishonim think that it has to be based on Afkino Rabbanon Kiddushin Minei. So what do they hold? So in the Sifri HaAchronim, there's a famous machlokes, the Ksois and the Nesivos. Before them, there was a machlokes, the Beis Yosef and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Let's say in the following case, the Chosin was nervous the day of his wedding, he's afraid he's going to forget the ring. So he tells the guest, he tells the best man, don't forget to bring the ring to the wedding. So he gives him the ring. Then the best man leaves the ring at home also, under the chuppah. So the Chosin is about to give the ring to the Kalasei HaRei HaMekudeshet. He doesn't have the ring. So he asked his friend, did you bring it? A friend forgot it. So the Rabbeinu Yerucham says, not a problem. The minhag is you put it on the second finger, on the index finger of the right hand. If the girl's a righty, if she's a lefty, put it on the index finger of the left hand. Okay. But if the girl's a righty, put it on this hand. If you have the ring, if you don't have the ring, so you can be mikadosh the isha with the ring, with a maimon shloshtam. So the shomer hapikaton, the best man who left the ring at home, is a shomer on the pikaton. So he stands under the chuppah, and the chassan stands, and the kala stands, all the maimon shloshtam, and he says, hare mekodesh esli b'tabas, that I gave my dear friend yesterday to make sure that he brings to the chuppah, and he forgot to take it, so she should be mekodesh. So by Pikotin, everybody agrees that there's a din of maimon shloshtam. By Milvah, there's a machloikis. We pass, and even by Milvah, it works. So the Kimam are out, I feel a bit Milvah, but by Pikotin, for sure, there's a din of maimon shloshtam. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yerucham says. If they forgot, if the Shomer forgot to bring the ring to the wedding, let the Chassan say, but maimon shloshtam, the Kala, the Chassan, and the Shomer, Pikotin, they should all stand together and say, Harem Mekadesh Esli B'Tabazim. So the Rabbeinu Yerucham says, in such a case, she'll be only an Eshe Sishma Derabon. She won't be Eshe Sishma Natar, she'll only be an Eshe Sishma Derabon. Rabbi Yosef Kara quotes this Rabbeinu Yerucham in the Beis Yosef, and he says, why only be the Rabbanon? Once they instituted Maimon Shloshtam, so it works based on Hefker Bezna Hefker, and Hefker Bezna Hefker is based on Psukim and Chumash. The Gemara in Gittin learns that from Psukim and Chumash, that there's an institution of Hefker Bezna Hefker. So once it works Minatar, so she's an Eshe Sishma Natar. So that's a machlokes. Hefke bezne hefke is on lamed vav on the base. The Gemara has two psukim to indicate hefke bezne hefke. So the Ktzais quotes this Beis Yosef and he thinks that he's right. And the Nesiva says, no, I think the Rabbeinu Yerucham is right. And he explains what's the issue. He says, the Rabbeinu Yerucham obviously is of the opinion that hefke bezne hefke only works ben ator to declare someone's property as hefke. If bezne wants to punish me for some meisen tovim that I did something improper, so they want to be mafke my property, make it available to the public, kol hakodim zocha, so that works min haTorah, to be mafke my property. But if they want to take my property and declare that it belongs to you, they're declaring that the ring that the best man, the shomer hapikaton, is holding at home, should not belong to the kala, al yidei maimon shloshtam. But no kinyan was made. Bezdin's power can't exceed the power of the chassan himself. Just like the Shalom Aleichem. Rabbi Einstetter is a personal friend of mine for many years. Everyone knows him. Every year he collects for Matanis Levyein.
Ani Eitzei Megidri. I usually come and I tell you about the tzedakah. This year is not like other years because of the difficulty in the economic situation in this country. And adversely affected in Eretz Yisroel. Usually I come here and most of the money we send more or less is taken care of. Yitzhakuchon, it's alumni. This year, as I stand before you, we're about $40,000 behind. It's a lot of money. I don't usually do this, but about 5 minutes I'll tell you something briefly. Rabbi Shafter, as Yod said today for his father, had left. I thought of my parents. My mother was a direct descendant of Chaim Sofer and Rabbi Chiva Eiger. She was a daughter of Moshe Sofer, who was named after his great-grandfather, Chaim Sofer, Rabbi Chiva Eiger's son-in-law. I'm named after him. My name is Moshe. My mother was a very accomplished woman, a very strong-willed woman, and she was sent to America to speak to Franklin Delano Roosevelt early in his administration for a religious educational matter in the community. She met Governor Lehman at that time. She once told me the following. When she was a young woman, she had an opportunity that, had she seized upon it, would have changed her life, for her whole life. And because of who she was, it would have pained her father. He would not have protested, but it would have pained him. So she relinquished it, she didn't, and the rest of her life she went without the realization of that opportunity. She told me when she gave it up, she said, Hashem Yisborach, I'm giving something up now because of respect of my father. I ask you, when it comes to the time of my need, that you answer me. When I was an infant, we were in the occupied French concentration camp. And I became very, very seriously ill, Shtagidach. And they took me out of the concentration camp into a little hospital outside. My mother was not allowed to accompany me. Shortly after that, she got a message that if she wanted to see me alive, she had better come immediately. So then she said, Hashem is Baruch, now I invoke what I ask. Just let me see my child alive. She didn't ask that I recover, just that he see me alive. She did find me alive, and I recovered, and here I am. I want to tell you something which I hope would sink into the deepest recesses of your souls. There may come a time, and for some of you it will surely come, as surely as you sit here before me, when you will address such a plea to Hashem Yisbarach. For the health of a beloved one, we should all be healthy and well. Panosa, Shidduch, and you turn to Hashem Yisbarach and you'll cast about for Zechusim. These are people who are wretchedly poor, who are desperately in need of money, much more so than this country. You don't know them, you probably never will know them, they'll never know who you are. But when you cast about for Zechus, when it comes your time to ask Hashem Yisbarach, then you can say, I'm a Gizbat Tzedakah here, I have a koyach in this Tzedakah. I give you a bracha, then when you turn to Hashem Yisbarach with such a plea, then he answer you with tova. You probably have limited means, but you know people who have more significant means. I plead with you, these people are in desperate need, we're so far behind. Whatever you can do now, do. Whatever you can do subsequently, get the all we need is a commitment. I borrowed a large sum of money. Eretz Yisrael instructed them to borrow a large sum of money. We can't release anything until we know where we stand. All we need is a commitment of the money. We don't need the money right now. We have time to pay that. But we can't release anything until we know where we stand. Whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently, please do that. Money should be made out to Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Fund. It's tax deductible. The money is given out Purim afternoon there, which is Purim after sunrise in the States. Yotzi with all the Hidurim of Torah Slavyoni. Please do whatever you can. Until 2 o'clock, that's all you're trying to ask them. You can call me and tell me any amount or whatever.
So again, the Gemara has a machlokes of Yechan and Reish Lakish, but the Dvar Moist Kindness, the Dvar Torah Meshicha, before Resh is Ben HaTorah. So Tosfos claims that we pass like Rabbi Yechan. Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. Tais is saying, so you pass me like Rabbi Yechon, and the Dvar Torah Mois Kainis. Mashiach is not Kainim in a Torah. So Mashiach is not Kainim in a Torah, Mashiach is only good with the Rabbanon. So how can it get be good by day Mashiach by day Hagbor? So you're going to get involved in the same issue. Same as the Dalar Amis. Same Shaila, we'll say Hefke Bezen Hefke, we'll say Hefke Inu. Or it could be that there's an easier answer. Perhaps Tais is here, goes Lushita Sam in Perak HaZov. Tais is there, is of the opinion that the machleik, the only time there's a machleikas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, where the Mashiach works ben HaTorah, or mid the Rabbanon, that's if I'm selling metaltalim to someone else and he's paying the me'amekach. But if I'm not selling, I'm giving a matona of metaltalim, that even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that there's no money to pay. My matona, there is no money to pay. So then even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that Mashiach and Hagbo HaKoinim and HaTor. In other words, Tosis claims that Mashiach and Hagbo, everyone agrees, works ben HaTor. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is, if I'm selling the metaltalim to someone else, and there was a possibility of him paying the Dmei HaMekach, so then Rabbi Yochanan says that Mois HaKoinis and Mashiach is not Koinim. In that case, Mois HaKoinis and Mashiach is not Koinim, but if I'm giving the get, when the husband gives the get to the wife, he's not charging money for the get. He may be holding her up for money. That's a different story. But he's not charging her money for the piece of paper for the get. The get is not worth more than 2 cents. A thick piece of paper is not worth that much money. So the get is giving, Vinosan is giving a matona. So Tosis in Perek Azov is of the opinion. The Marcha there in Perek Azov elaborates on the Tosis. But it's really Tosis is also beverish like that. The Rabbi Yechanan will agree to Rish Lakish that by a matona metaltalin that Mashiach and Agbo are koinim and atur. So again, so which kinyan work by get? So we know that yad works. That's the beferish of pasuk in chumash. V'nasan biyada. I once asked a question on a bechina. We were learning gittin, so I asked which one of the following kinyanim are acceptable by get. So I wrote yad, chotzer, meshicha, hakbo, agav, maimishloshtan. I wrote a whole bunch of others. So some guy wrote yad doesn't work. Yad is the original pasuk. V'nasan biyada. Yad for sure works. That's black and white. That's Torah shebichzav. And Chotzer is learned that to Menasan Nikomakom that Chotzer is also good. And then Mashiach and Agbo, as Rabbi Kivege picks on the Tais. Rabbi Kivege thinks that Mashiach and Agbo is not acceptable. He thinks only Yad and Chotzer are good. And the accepted practice is like the Pesachei Teshuva records, we don't do like Rabbi Kivege. We fold up the get that it should be able to fit into the woman's hands. But even if a part of the get is sticking out on the side, the part of the get that's sticking out above is Aver Yad, that's for sure good, but even the part that's sticking on the sides, which is Hagbah, so the Tosfos says that that's acceptable. We assume that's good. What about Agav? What if the husband is makna to get to his wife Agav Karka? He's makna Karka to his wife, and then he says, and Agav the Karka, I want you to be kind of the get as well. So Rashi on the Gemara in the beginning of Hazorek, and I in Zion on the base, the Gemara tells a story that a man wrote a get on Erev Shabbos and it got late. And he didn't have a chance to give the get to his wife. Then on Shabbos he took deathly sick and he was about to die, and he would have died. If he would die on Shabbos, she would be zekuka liyavam and she would need chalitza from the surviving brother, from the brother of the husband. And the husband wanted to spare her that agony of having to have to go through the chalitza. So he wanted to give her the get on Shabbos, but the get was not available. So what did he do? So the Gemara says he was makna his karka to his wife. How did that help? What has the karka got to do? So Rashi says he was makna the karka, and agav the karka, he was makna the get to the wife. So Rashi says beferish that kinyan agav is good as well. And the Ran on the Rif quotes on Ayin Zainam and Beis that all the Bishanim disagree with Rashi. Shar kinyanim are no good. Hagbo and Mashiach, Tosis says, are acceptable. The Tosis that we just read on Chaf Aleph and Beis, that's because Hagbo and Mashiach is also a form of Hachnasa L'Rishuso. Like Yad is good and Chotzer is good, that's real Hachnasa L'Rishuso. So Hagbo and Mashiach is considered as if he did a Hachnasa L'Rishuso. But Kinyan Agav is not a Kinyan of Hachnasa L'Rishuso. Kinyan Agav is a different kind of a Kinyan. So that's what they disagree with Rashi. Rashi holds Shar Kinyanim are good, and the Rishonim say only a Hachnasa L'Rishuso. What about Maimon Shloshton? When Maimon Shloshton? The Gemara says if the Baal, the Gemara there, how do the other Rishonim read that Gemara? So they read the Gemara, the husband wrote a get and he left it in his table, he left it in his desk. And now he's in the hospital, so he doesn't have the get is at home and he's dying in the hospital. So the wife is here in the hospital. So he tells the wife, you make a kinyan, you be kind of my karka. And then once you kind of the karka, you'll be kind of the get, I'll you that kinyan chotzer. So that everybody agrees that that's good. That's what Rabbi says on Ayin Zayin on the base. That's what Rabbi says over here also. If the Baal writes a get and he puts it in his own chotzer, and then he's makne, that's on Chafal of Manal, then he's makne the chotzer, his chotzer to his wife, and she's kind of the get with the kinyan chotzer, so that's for sure good. So Tosfos asks on Ayin Zayin on the base, is not a violation of Kli Yitach Magabi Karka? The Tosfos says no, the Das Makna of the Baal, that's the Tosfos V'teza Lihi on Ayin Zayin on the base. Isn't it Kli Yitach? V'habik Mal Kli Yitach Magabi Karka? Because the get goes directly Mishus HaBaal, the Mishus Sa, Habikil Nitzan Allah. The fact that you need Das Makna, true, the woman had to make the Kinyan on the Karka. She made the Chazok on the Karka, but whenever you have a Das Makna and you have a Das Kaina, so the Das Makna is the predominant Das. Whenever there's Das Makna, you don't need Das Kaina. A Kaina picks up a Dovah Shel Hefki, you need Das Kaina. Whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, you don't need Das Kaina. So that's what Tosfos holds, that's what they're explaining the Gemara like that. The fact that you need Das Makna on the part of the Baal to be Makna the Chatzah to the Isha, and the Mela, she's kind of the get with the Kinyan Chatzah, that Das Makna constitutes the Nesina. So that's why it's not a violation of Kli Gittach Magabi Karka. Kli Gittach would be if I put the get in my next door neighbor's Chatzah, then the next door neighbor's Makna the Chatzah to the Isha. That's what the Gemara calls Chatzera Habo Lachamikar. He puts the get in someone else's chotzer, and then there's someone else's makna their chotzer to the ish. So then there is mamish no nesina. At the time the Baal put the get into the next neighbor's chotzer, there's no nesina. Then when the next neighbor is makna the chotzer to the ish, that's his das makna. That's not the das ba. That's not the Baal's das makna. So that would be a violation of Kli Gittach Magabi Karka. But here, when the Baal is makna directly to the isha, so this is called the das makna. It's called the nesina.
Rashi says that the get was in that field. The other
Rishonim
agree that if the get is in the field, then maybe you could do
Agav. Is
this in the
Rishonim? I don't think so. I think the whole that Agav is no good. They say you need either Yad or Chotzer or Mashiach Agbo.
Why does Rashi say you have to be in
the
field?
Agav, do Agav. Zakash on Rashi. If Rashi says that they were kind of with the Kenyan Agav, so what does it have to be Davka to get is in that field? There's a strong Kash on Rashi. If Rashi the Shitasa holds that Agav is acceptable, the Gemara says you don't need zivurim. You don't require that the metaltum should be sitting piled up on top of the karka. I don't know. So a second difficulty in Rashi. We don't accept the Rashi.
If you don't hold it with your neighbor, why do we have to fold it together at all?
Taki, you don't have to. The minig is that you fold it up. The minig is that she holds. We're afraid that he may be holding the get and she'll grab it from him. So we're afraid that she'll grab it, that'll be a violation of Kli Gittach, even though he's prepared to give it to her. It's not that she's stealing it against his wishes, but that'll be Kli Gittach. So the Gemara says, as long as he does the Haschalos HaNesina is good, but he has to lean over to begin to give it to her. So we're afraid that she may grab it, he won't even do the Haschalos HaNesina. So we tell her she should stretch out her hands like this and be completely passive, and then the husband will drop the get into her hands. So it's Taka Hagboh, part of the get sticks out as Hagboh. But we require that it shouldn't. She shouldn't grab it. It shouldn't be a violation of Kli Gittach. Yeah, the meaning is that she picks it up later on. Yeah.
That's just like the deepest comment. Why do we do Hagbah once we already have? No one doesn't hold it. Everyone holds it.
Maybe Taka part of the get is protruding. But the part of the get that's sticking out, she holds her hand like this. So if the part of the get that's sticking out, there's no yad. And Hagboh is a question, Hagboh, how high do you have to pick something up in order to be kind of a Hagboh? So that's an achlegis Rashi and Tosfos, and a few masichtas. So Rashi holds you have to pick it up three tvachim because of lavud, and Tosfos says Hagboh tefach is good, Hagmar and Erevin, pick it up in tefach. So the question is, let's say I give the box of matzahs to my next door neighbor, she should pick it up to be kind of Hagboh for all of the Shemesh Shabbos in the building who are going to move until next Pesach. So we have the Erev Chatzeres. So the next door neighbor holds her hand like this. So when she's holding her hand many, many tefachim above the ground, much more than three tefachim above the ground. Does she have to pick it up another tefach? The Gemara says you have to pick up a tefach. You have to pick up another tefach. They say, no, it's already mukbet tefach from above the ground. So that's a machlekes achrayim in the tour. You look in the tour, the Mefarshim on the side have the machlekes and Hilchos Erevin. He says, it's mukbat tefach, above the ground, so it's good. Or he says, no, you have to have a hakboa tefach. So we say, we're machmer, let the woman pick up. Maybe the part of the get that's protruding is hakboa. It is mukbat, three tefachim from above the ground, but she didn't do a hakboa of a tefach at three tefachim. So we tell her to pick it up even higher, to satisfy even that opinion that hakboa requires you should do a maisa hakboa. not sufficient that it's mukba tefach at vitvachim above the ground machmas koichim. You have to do akbogim at tvachim at tefach. So we tell them to pick it up higher.
By the case where there is the blank piece of paper or the terahasim that we were able to do in the second part, so do we have to make the comment over there that
again, what do you say? In the case
second,
it was.
The second paragraph, there are a few cases where we discuss where maybe it was a jar of pasta, a jar of mana, or maybe it was a blanket, and then she threw it into the ocean. So, do we have this one that the husband started giving it over to already, or could we just.
Yeah, the Poshup Shana case, he did the whole Nesina.
Oh, he gave the whole
Nesina. He gave the whole Nesina to the wife. He gives the whole thing and he says. After he gave it to her, then she was in a fit of rage. So she takes it and he throws it into the furnace. How dare you divorce me? So she takes the get and she throws it into the furnace. Then he says he was kidding. It wasn't a get, it was yesterday's newspaper. It was in an envelope, so she didn't see what it was. So at the time he gave it, he said it's a get. And then after she screams at him, so he said it wasn't a get. So Gemara says we don't believe him when he backs out. Since the first time around, he said it was a get, so it's a get. So here Tosfos on the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph suggests that since we're interpreting the last line in the Mishnah, Tanu Manalish Tlaina Meisit Nalachamisa, why? Because he's kind of with a Maimon Shloshdan with Chokhmas Kina. We're giving an interpretation. And Ukim Tepshat, but the last line in the Mishnah is talking about a Kenyan Ayde Maimon Shloshdan. So maybe the first line in the Mishnah is also telling me that Maimon Shloshdan is not acceptable by a get. So Tosfos says, nah, they don't think that's what it means. So what do you mean they don't think that's what it means? They think Maimon Shloshdan is acceptable by get. They think Maimon Shloshdan is good by the get. Well, no, Maimon Shloshdan is no good, but they don't think that that's what the Mishnah is telling them. So it's a little unclear in Tosfos why they say, yeah, you don't have to say like that. Just because the last line of the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph is talking about Maimon Shloshdan, you don't have to force the issue to say that the whole Mishnah from the beginning to the end is talking about Maimon Shloshdan. So this is the parallel of Tosfos in Bava Basra, where this is quoted, Babasa Kufnun Aleph Amibes. So there's a long Tosfos there. So the Tosfos raises the issue. Do we mean to say Maimon Shloshdan is good by get? You don't have to say the Mishnah is talking Maimon Shloshdan. The reason why it's not good is the Enget Lachamisa. You don't have to say that the Mishnah is also telling me, even though there was a Maimon Shloshdan Mechaim, it's no good. Means it's not necessary to say that Chiddush, or the Chiddush is not true. Maimon Shloshdan is good. So that's what to discuss. Means if you all like Rashi, that Agav is good, so maybe Maimon Shloshdan is also good. If you all that Agav is not good, the only Kinyonim that are good are Yad and Chotzer and Meshich and Hagbo, because it's all Achnosel and Shuso. So Maimon Shloshdan al Pi Pashtus is not all Achnosel and Shuso. The Shaila is within Rashi, who holds that Agav is good, so maybe Maimon Shloshdan would be good and maybe it wouldn't be good. Shaila is whether Agav is the Raisa the Rabbanon that we spoke about. The Kinyan Agav is the Raisa the Rabbanon. The Mokar for Kinyan Agav, so Mishnah and Kiddushin, Daf Chovav and Aleph. The Mokar for Kinyan Agav, the Gemara Kiddushin quotes a Pasuk in Divrei Yomim. Divrei Yomim, usually we say Divrei Tarmi, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yafino. You don't learn out any Dinim the Raisa from Pesukim and Nevi'im Uksu. Once in a while you do, but it describes what people did, so it's describing the way they did mitzvah, so we assume it is the Raisa. So that's questionable there. The Pasuk describes that one of the kings gave his children Metaltalim Agav Karka. So that's a question. Is that a description of a practice that existed? It was a din deraisa, Agav's deraisa. That's the Tosfos in Kiddushin. The first parak Tosfos says that Agav is a kinyan deraisa. And the Tosfos in Bava Kama has a whole shtikel Torah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos assumes, for purposes of interpreting the Gemara, that Agav is only a kinyan derabbanan. It doesn't work on the level of deraisa. Okay? So that's a question within Rashi. Rashi holds that Agav is good. Does Rashi hold that Agav is deraisa? Or even if Agav would be derabbanan, it would also be good, like the Dalai Lamas. Just like Dalai Lamas is good, even though it's only derabbanan. So Agav can be derabbanan. Wouldn't bother anybody.
Before Rabbi Aslan gave it, you were explaining how the machlokas, the Bani Rachman, Beis Yosef, Exosin, how that connected with our union about whether the second step being Bezdin being machned in the money source, how that connects to renewal, explaining that.
I never got to the end. The punchline.
You were right at the punchline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Rabbein Yeruchim assumes that if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, they kesef, and the kesef is not handed over to her. She only acquires ownership of the kesef through my Mishloshdan, so she's only Mekudeshes from the Rabbanon. And Beis Yosef says, why should it be Mekudeshes from the Rabbanon? Hefke Bez Nefke works from Atar. It's based on Sukkim, Alam, Elvav, and Beis, so she should be Mekudeshes from Atar. So the Tzais quotes the Beis Yosef, and he thinks the Beis Yosef is right. The Nesibis comes to defend the Rabbein Yeruchim, and he says that that's what Achrayim say, and many Rishonim and many Achrayim hold with the Nesibis. There's a big machlekes. Every Rishon, every Achrayim takes a stand on this issue in some place or another. The machlekes is there are two parts to Hefke Bez Nefke. One part is if I have a property, I can be mafke the property b'dvarim alone. I can declare orally, hereby declare my property as hefke. So just like the owner himself has the ability to be mafke the property just b'dvarim alone, so to the hefke, so to hefke bezna hefke, bezna has the right to act as if they're the bialim, so they can declare someone else's property as hefke without any need for a ma'aseh kinyan. The man himself can be mafke his property without a ma'aseh kinyan. So bezna has the ability to. The shaila is, does Bezdin have the ability to be makne my property to declare that it belongs to someone else? That's in excess of my own ability. I don't have that ability to declare that the Gemara that belongs to me should not belong to you. You can't transfer ownership of property just b'dvarim alone. You need a ma'aseh kinyan. So how can you say that the second half, there are two parts to hefker, Bezdin, hefker. One part that Bezdin, if they want to, they can declare my property as hefker. And the second point is they can declare that my property belongs to somebody else. So the question is that second step, that Bezin can declare that my property belongs to someone else, does that work min HaTorah? Maybe that only works min HaRabbanan. Maybe Hefke Bezin, Hefke works min HaTorah, that Bezin has the ability to be mafke my property, because I myself have the ability to be mafke my property. But Bezin usually ain't on a mafke dobish ain't shaloi. So we learn from the Psukim that Bezin has the right to be mafke everybody's property, there's no problem, there's no issue. Ain't on a mafke dobish ain't shaloi. But to say the second step, that Bezin can declare that my property belongs to someone else, that I myself can't do like that. It's not just an issue of Eidonah Makne Dovashayna Shalom. Eidonah Makne Mammon Beli Maisa Kinyan. So how could Bezin declare that my property belongs to someone else? How can that work Menatur Midirabon? We know it works, that it works Menatur. So that's what the Nesiva says. That's the Machlaikas Arishayinim. Whether that half, second half of Hefke Bezin Hefke to be Makne Lacherim also works Menatur, or that only works Midirabon.
Do we say that the Rishonim hold that four Amis, meaning the Kinyan of the Geth and the Kedushin is four Amis because of the Hefker Beis and Hefker? Do we say that they hold that also the Bar and the Kid Beis and Kinyan, and after the Mafke the four Amis, the Mark also four Amis to the Isha, and that's why it works, or is right? That's why half of the Rishonim who say it has to be Bez Nefker. So
obviously they think that that solves the problem in Atara. And the other half of the Rishonim say it has to be based on Avkir Rabbani Kedushim, and they hold that to be Makna Lacherim only works with the Rabbani.
How does Avkir Rabbani
usually
work? They make it
Hefke,
but she got it again from
Hefke,
so she
flew
through him, so she could be
the Kedushim. They say that she's not Kaina. She's not
Kaina
the Kesef at all. They say
she's
that it's
Hefke. They make it Hefke Lemfreya from the time of the Kedushim?
The Gemara says that if Avkina would only apply by Kedusha Kesef, you might say that it's based on Hefker, Bezin Hefker. But they applied even to Kedusha Shtar and Kedusha Biyu. So there's nothing to be Mafker. So Avkina is a different rule. Avkina Abani Kedusha Mene Alpi Pashtas, maybe it's not Alpi Pashtas, maybe it's based on the following. That the Gemara says, when a man says, Hariya Mukudesh Asli, so that's a Lishna de Rabbanon. In Tanakh, you never have such an expression. Hariyat Ishti, Hariyat Arisasi. That's a Lishna deraisa. Hariyat Mekudesh Esli, Osala Kuli Alma Kehegdish. So Gemara Kiddushin refers to that as a Lishna derabon. So the Achrayim point out, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes from Achrayim, that although it's a Lishna derabon, but the concept involved, the concept implied, is a concept deraisa. Namely, when a couple gets married, we assume that there is some inyan of Kedusha there in a marriage. The Gemara says, Ish v'isha shchina shuriyah b'neihem. Because the Isha has the letter Yud and the Isha has the letter Hey. So when they combine together, you have a Shem Yud K. If there's Sholem Bais, if there's not Sholem Bais, so the Shechina leaves and you're left with Eish, Aleph Shin and Aleph Shin. Ish and Isha, if you take out the Yud, take out the Hay, so you're going to be left with Eish, and it's going to be Eish of Machlekes. So the Gemara seems to say that on the level of the Raisa, that there's an inyan of Kiddusha. The Gemara talks about Pashta Kiddusha Bekula, so Tosis says in Kiddushin, Pashta Kiddusha Bekula is only if he says Hariyam Kudeshus. If he says Hariyat Ishti, Hariyat Muresisli, we wouldn't say Pashta Kiddusha Bekula. When he says Hariyam Kudeshus, so the Lishna is a Lishna de Rabbana, but the Chalois is an inyan deraisa, that when a couple gets married, there is an inyan of Kiddusha. So we have Gemaras in other contexts where we declare that it's up to the Bezdin to determine what has Kiddusha, what does not have Kiddusha. When you want to be Mekadosh, the Mokam HaAzara, you want to be Mekadosh Yerushalayim, you want to be Moisif Alhir VaAzara. So the Mishnah says, Ein Moisif and Alhir VaAzara, Elapi Bezdin Shal Shim Miyachu. When they want to decide what's included in Kisri HaKodesh. So the Tanoim had a vote, they had to discuss it. So the prerequisite is it has to be written Baruch HaKodesh. Whatever was not written Baruch HaKodesh doesn't qualify. But whatever was written Baruch HaKodesh does not automatically become included into the Kisri HaKodesh. It's up to the Bez Nagodol to decide what's included, what's not included. And similar to the Loshon HaGemara that called the Mekadosh Adaita, the Rabbana Mekadosh, everyone is Mekadosh in Isha, is Mekadosh according to the, pending the approval of the Rabbanim, you have such a Loshon in the Tesis in the last Perek in Ksubis. Where in Ksubis quotes Mishnayos from Shkolim, what do you do with the leftover Machzah Shekel money? Machzah Shekel money is supposed to be used to purchase Karbonas Tzibur, the Tzmidim himself, every day. So what do you do with the leftover Machzah Shekel money? So the Mishnayos tell you what to do. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? But the people were Magdash it as Machzah Shekel, it's an Issa Me'ilah. How do they have the right to use the money for other purposes other than purchasing the Karbonas HaTzibur? So the Gemara said, that's not a problem. Lay Bezdin Masna Lay. Bezdin has in mind, Im Hutzuchu, whatever amount of money will be necessary for the purpose of purchasing the Karbonas HaTzibur should be Kodesh, and in Blav, it should be used for these other secular purposes. So Tosis asks, what has it got to do with the Bezdin? Every Balabaz donates his Machzah Shekel. He didn't have that in mind. How does Bezdin have the right to make Lay Bezdin Masna Lay? Bezdin has this in mind. So Tosis says the answer is because Kol HaMagdish Al Das Bezdin Hu Magdish. Tosis took the Lashon HaGemara called the Mekadosh, Adaita, the Rabbana Mekadosh, as a takeoff on that Lashon HaGemara, said the same is true Kol HaMagdish. Whoever is Magdish, Machzah Shekel money, Kol HaMagdish Al Das Bezdin Hu Magdish. So it would appear that it's a klal in all in Yoni Kedusha. Whenever you have the Kedusha of marriage or the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh or the Kedusha of Kedusha Sa'ir V'Ha'azaros or Kedusha says man for sure, it's up to Bezdin to determine when Rosh Chodesh is and when the Yom Tovim are and so on. So all the Inyanei Kedusha are up to the Rabbanim to determine. So that's Afkin Rabbanim, Kedusha Minei. The Rabbanim have a right to declare that the Ois Kedusha.
But you keep saying that by the Kvar Shushan Hami was like
and
it will also work by
Bia
and by Shtar. But the
Gemara
doesn't say Shtar
and Be'er. Okay. Soon? Soon, yeah. Even by Bia it works. Yeah. So we have this Kinyan Midrabbanan. Never appears in the Mishnahs anywhere. The Gemara interprets that the last line in our Mishnah, Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph, is assuming that you know this institution of Maim Shloshim. Rav is not inventing the new Kinyan by Mishloshtan. He's understanding that he heard it from the days of the Tanaim. Rav is a Talmud of Rav Yudan Nassus. He says it's earlier. He's not the Bala Mechadish of the Kinyan by Mishloshtan. He claims that that's what it means in the Mishnah. The last line in the Mishnah is a reference to the Kinyan by Mishloshtan. Tosis assumes on Amud Beis. Tanei Leplaini. So Tosis proves from a whole shtickel Gemara in Kiddushin that if you gave a choyv aydei my meshloshtan to somebody else, so chazra machla machla would not work. You wouldn't be able to back out. Fine. Why? Because aydei my meshloshtan, the whole chov is nikna. It's not that it's only a harshah. It's not that you're only giving over the kinyan, the shiba nechosim, and the shiba ragof remains by you. Somehow aydei my meshloshtan, you give everything over to the other person, so you have no shaychus anymore. So the original balachayv, the original mother, has no right to be chazar machla machla. He has no right to be machla. So then Tosis gets stuck with the Gemara in the end of in Perek Achayvel, the end of Bava Kama, and that paytes. Why shouldn't the wife be required to sell Isha Shechav LeBacherim? is she has no assets to pay. Ebed v'yishu pigiyos amro, the Mishnah says. Heim shechav l'bachem turam, heim shechav l'bachem chayav. So the Mishnah says, an isha's pigiyos amro, why she has no assets to pay. So the Gemara says, why does she have no assets to pay? Why don't we require of her that she should sell her ksuba? So the Gemara gives an answer, because chos l'machol, so it'll come out that Bezin is going to make a michshol. Bezin is going to first have to sell a ksuba, then she's going to be machol a ksuba to Gabi, the husband. Turned out that Bezin was mafsid the other guy. Bezin convinced someone he should buy the ksuba for an amount of money. That amount of money is not given to pay the chavola, the hezek that the isha incurred. And now the isha is going to turn around and be moichel the ksuba to the husband. So whoever went and he bought the ksuba b'tayvus anav from the wife is going to be left with nothing. So it's not a smart idea that Bezin should encourage the woman to sell her ksuba. It's going to come out that they're responsible for the hepsid. It's going to be a michshol. So Tosfos respect Akasha, but we just said if you sell a ksuba agdei mayim shloshtan, if you sell any choyv agdei mayim shloshtan, then the din of chazan machol machol does not apply. They proved it from the whole shak levitarian kiddushin on daf memches, the way the Gemara is organized. So if you say chazan machol machol doesn't apply to mayim shloshtan, so why doesn't the Gemara in Bava Kam daf peches say like that? Every woman, every married woman has assets. She has the ksuba. Let her sell the ksuba. But Tavis Anoi Day Ma'am Shloshim won't be able to moichel. That's Taisa's kasha. So in order to defend the Ishtikal Torah, Taisa came up with the Ishtikal Torah here, that if you sell Chayiv Aydei Ma'am Shloshim, it doesn't lend itself to mechila. So in order to defend the Achidish, they have to say Yesh Leimer the Latikino Ma'am Shloshim b'ksuba Devshin Shalatav L'Dei Gvei L'Yodim. They never instituted my mishlosh to my ksuba, because it may turn out that it will never be collected. Ksuba is only collected in the event that the husband dies first, the sarmala on his garsha. But if the wife dies first, before the husband, then she doesn't collect any ksuba. So that's what Tosfos suggests. The way Tosfos says is, the letikna my mishlosh to my ksuba, because epshin shlo tovere de gvir liyoylo. Another variation of the answer is, the Shachan Chosh Mishma discusses this, Tosfos is forced into saying something over here in order to defend the Ishtikal Torah. So they say, maybe they never instituted my Mishloshtan by a ksuba, it may never come to Degvir. Or maybe you can say a little differently. What if there's a chayv that will come to Degvir, but it's a halvad toich hazman? So maybe whenever it's a milvah toich hazman, a ksuba is always toich hazman. Kolzman, the husband and the wife are both married together. They're both alive and they didn't divorce her. So it's adayin lo higi hazman apirash. So you don't, the other Rishonim hold, you don't have to necessarily limit it so much. You don't have to say only they were never misakin my mishloshim maksuba depsha shalatav degvilya. It could be that we should even broaden it out. Maybe there's no my mishloshim by any halva techazman, because it's adayin lahigi zman apirat. So that's what the Shach quotes. Other Rishonim give a slight variation in the answer. Not only a ksuba, efshe shalatav de gvir liyolam, even any halvoy, which will be lach hazman, it will be bole de gvir, but since it's tach hazman, so maybe there's no takon hazman mishlosh. So those are the two suggestions that the Rishonim give. What's the din of my mishloshtam by nochrim? Does it apply by nochrim? So there are three possibilities of who's the Nochri. Who are you talking about? The Noisein is a Nochri, the Mekabel is a Nochri, or the Shomer, or the Loive is a Nochri, the middleman. Which one is a Nochri? So Tosfos deals with each one separately. So Tosfos says, if they made a Kinyan my Mishloshtim that you take away from a Jew is giving to another Jew. The Pikotin or the Alvor that's sitting by the middleman. So if they made Hefke Bezna Hefke Ma'ay Shloshan Zolomi the Rabbanah, based on Hefke Bezna Hefke. So if they declared Hefke Bezna Hefke to take away money from the Jew to give it to another Jew, so Kal B'chaimah they'll say Ma'ay Shloshan to take away money from a Nachri to give it away to a Jew. So if the Noisen Agdei Ma'ay Shloshan is a Nachri, so Tosfos thinks that it would work. Okay? Well, Zayin Azay. What if the Mekabel is a Nachri? What if the Mekabel is a Nachri? So Rabbi Natam holds a chiddush. We only see that they made a takana that from a Jew to a Jew. So the Jew is mekabel the matana, is mekabel the choyv, or mekabel the pikadon. Adei mam shlosh. How do you know to make a takana de rabbanon that it should work? That a nochri should also be koyin.
all kinyanim to going derabanan anyways.
Kinyanim to a nochri are not derabanan. Yeah, you have to fish around in the Gemara to find out which kinyanim work. Sometimes we say the kinyanim are not the same. By metaltalim, the Gemara in the first daf and the second parak in Pchoiris and daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara learns that from the pasuk, la misecha b'chado o la akum b'chado, that whatever kinyan works by a Jew, the opposite kinyan would work by a nochri. So if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that vartara mois kaina is, then Mashiach would be kaina by a nochri. If you hold by a Jew, Mashiach is kaina, then mois hakaina is by a nochri. And then by karaka, the Gemara discusses which kinyanim will work, which kinyanim not work. No, the kinyanim work men atayra. The only question is which kinyanim will work? Which kinyanim? So Taisus again, so Taisus says, if the Nisein, there are three people in my Mishloshan. It takes three people to function, my Mishloshan. The Nisein, and the Mekabel, and the middleman. Middleman is either the Shemer HaPikodin, or the Loivet. We pass Kan Elkim Amar Ava Filu B'Halvoa. My Mishloshan is not restricted only to Pikodin, it even works on Halvoa. So if the Nisein is a Nochri, so Taisus said, that's a Kalvachem. But if they took away Mamonu Shal Yisrael, they my Mishloshan. So there's certainly take away Mamonu Shal Nochri. What if the Mekabel, the ultimate Mekabel, is going to be on Nochri? I say to the middleman, give the Halvoa that you owe me $10,000, give it to Pliny. And Pliny is a Nochri. So Taisus says, look, calls not, I don't back out, so of course you should give it to the Nochri. I gave him instructions. You owe me $10,000 instead of giving it to me. Give it to the Nochri. So he listens. He complies. If I change my mind, then today I say give it to the Nochri. Then tomorrow I call up the middleman and I say don't give it to the Nochri. So then the question is, if my Mishloshtan was Kaina, so then the Nochri was Kaina ready. So it's too late to back out. So then the Rabbeinu Tam assumes that the Taisus assumes that the Nochri is not Kaina. Where they made my Mishloshtan is only a kinyan of the Rabbanan. So we only know from the Talmud that they made my Mishloshtan with Toivus HaYisrael, that a Jew should be Mekabel, that a Nochri should be Kain Adei my Mishloshtan, Meche Teis. Yet, but if I gave instructions to the Leiva, the one who owes me the $10,000, give it to the Nochri. The Kozman, I don't back out, for sure he can give it to the Nochri, just following instructions. After I back out, and then the Nochri is going to say, what do you mean he's backing out? But he already agreed. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to shoot you. You give me that money. So Teis says, you don't have to go and make a whole fight. Look. The Malva told the Loiva, give the $10,000 to the Nochri. Then the Malva tomorrow calls up the Loiva and says, don't give it. So the Malva's creating problems, so it's not the fault of the Loiva. Since the Malva started off the whole story, he said, give the money to the Loiva. He told the Loiva, give the money to the Nochri. So if the middleman is under pressure, even though he didn't, the Nochri wasn't kinda. But the whole story was created because the Malva said, give it to the Nochri. So the middleman just gives it to the Nochri, he doesn't have to get involved in a whole machlokes over here. But Taisus assumes Mikra Din, if it won't be a machlokes, Taisus assumes Mikra Din, since my Mishloshan is Takana the Rabbanon, so you only find in the Gemara there were Misak and the Toivus HaYehudim. You don't find there were Misak and the Toivus HaNochri. So this is what the Tzeis HaChoshen raises when they get to Mechiras Chametz. In the days of the Ksais, they didn't have yet Mechiras Chametz. They had Mechiras Behema HaMabakeris. Mechiras Chametz are modern institution. Modern. It's not so modern. From the days of the 1800s on. That's modern. Okay. So for the days of the Nesivas on, we have the institution of Mechiras Chametz. Everybody goes to the rabbi, and they all ask the rabbi to serve as their shliach. The rabbi sells everybody's Chametz. So this institution of Mechiras Chametz is patterned after the institution of Mechiras Behema HaMabakeris. A Jewish farmer has a cow and it's about to give birth to the first flood, and it's a 50-50 chance. Machtes zchar, machtes nekeves. And if it turns out to be a zachar, it'll have a kedusha as bechor beim Torah, and you have to wait till it gets a mum. You can't shecht it. You can't also be gizav avoda. You're not allowed to make a mum. It can take a lifetime. It can take 20 years till it gets a mum. It can take 20 years till it gets a mum. So the Bali Atos has instituted the practice of selling a beim on levakeres. So the shaila is, which kinyan do you have to make when you want to sell metalkalim to a nochri, which kinyan you want to make? So our practice is that we make 6 kinyanim, because each kinyan is a little questionable. So one of the 6 kinyanim that we make is the kinyan agav. We makna the karka to a nochri, and agav the karka, we makna the chometz, who we makna the behema hamavakeris. So we made a kinyan agav. So what do you need the other 5 kinyanim for? So the Ktzais explains, because there's a question over here. But there is a steer in Taisus whether Kinyan Agav is the Raisa the Rabbanon. Taisus, Mavakam Adapti Bey says Agav is the Rabbanon. Taisus in the beginning of Kiddushin Apayam Adab says Agav is the Raisa. So if you all like the Taisus in Mavakam that Agav is only the Rabbanon, so there's room to say the Svara that our Taisus assumes for Dawah Pashim. When the Chachamim made a Takana the Rabbanon, that there's a Kinyan that works with the Rabbanon, Hefker Bez Nefker, they only made takanas that a Jew should be kind. They never made a takana that a Nochri should be able to kind from a Jew. So if you make a Kinyan Agav, if you assume Agav is only the Rabbanon, so maybe Agav is only instituted that a Yehudi should be kind from a Yehudi. Not that a Nochri should be kind. So he's selling Chamas to the Nochri. So maybe Kinyan Agav doesn't work. That's what Taisa says here, by Kinyan Maimish Lashton. If you're giving over ownership of your halvor, your pikudin that the middleman is holding, you're giving it to a nachri, so my mishloshin is the rabbanon. They never made the takana my mishloshin. So it's from this tesis that the tzeis got this idea that if one should assume that agav is the rabbanon, they never made agav l'toivis anachri. They only made it l'toivis ayehudi.
If we said that we passed that my mishloshin is also valva, it works. So didn't we mention that Rav couldn't do the whole in the case of Yisav Yorah, he couldn't do it because it wasn't alva? We said
we
had to say it was an
halva,
not a
pikadon,
and that's why it didn't work. That's why
I had
to do a
tisa. It would appear that over there it was a halva that he had lent Rava money. If it was a pikadon, a sack of money, then Yisav Yorah had the ability to be makna the sack of money to his biological son, Ayidei Kinyan Agav. The Gemara says even a matbeah is not nikna bechalipin, but matbeah is nikna be'agav.
But why couldn't we have done ma'amad shloshtan?
Ma'amad shloshtan would work if Rava would show up. That's why he wanted Rava to come. Rava didn't want to come because he didn't want the ma'amad shloshtan to work. That's exactly it.
Didn't the Gemara say the reason there was no agav done this year was because he had a little karka? Was that the reason?
That's why Yisav Yorah didn't make agav. Oh yeah? I don't remember. Gotta take a look. Kuf mem tesa menal, because he had no karka. Okay? Don't know. So then you can say that it was a pikotna money, then you don't have to say that it was alva. Okay.
What is the Gemara referring to when it talks about Keitzamarim
and Mala Bchor? The Behema Hamavakaris is about to be born. The Behema Hamavakaris is about to give birth, not about to be born. The mother is the Behema Hamavakaris. She's about to give birth for the first time, so she's called the Mevakeres. She's going to give birth to the first child. And it's a 50-50 chance and maybe a Zohar. So we make a Shutvis with a Nochri. We sell a toe, or we sell a leg to a Nochri, in order, either a leg of the Uber, a leg of the mother, in order to be part of the whole institution of Bchor Behemet Torah. So the Mishnah is given other rates. Keitzim Arim Mala Bchor, if the Behemet is about to give birth, so you can be Magdish the Uber as an oil, as a Shlamim, and it won't become a Bchor. It'll still be a Korban though. You can make a harama, make it into a kedushas oil or shlamim, in which case when it's born it won't become a b'chor behemet Torah. But then you're not gaining too much. You're still going to give it away to hekdush as a korban. We do a harama that we not only avoid b'chor, we avoid everything. I make a shut pesakum, and there's no din of b'chor at all. There's no din of matas kuna b'chor. There's no din of kedushas b'chor. There's nothing.
Isn't there more of a tzad heter to do harama on? Since we see that the Mishnah is already doing harama on Bechor, as opposed to being able to say, well, once they did it on Bechor, we can do it on Chametz also. It sounds like there was more reason to do it by Bechor, more reason to do it by Bechor.
Well, the Mishnah is only allow you, the Mishnah is teach you how to beat the system by Bechor, that's by making a Kodesh to a different, as a different Korban. So then when it's born, you can't superimpose Kedusha's Bechor on top of Kedusha's Shlomim or Kedusha's Zoylom. So that's permissible to do that harama because of course Hekdush is going to get a korban.
Why is it called
Mareman
if they're not really gaining anything?
What does he gain? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't remember. What does he gain? Well, if he brings it as a shlomim, so he's going to eat the flesh. He gains a couple of $100 worth of flesh. If he brings it as an oilah, what does he gain? I don't know. We should tell him to use his brains. Make it a shlomim. Don't make it an oilah. I don't know. Got to take a look in the Mishnah. What's the haram if he makes it an oil? Maybe it only says make it into a shlomim. If he had previously had an obligation to bring an oil, okay, if that's the case.
If he previously had an obligation to bring an oil or another territory, Gemara in the first paragraph of Avakim say Olos Machaperet on Aseh on Bitalaseh?
He needs it. He knows that he did some Aver and needs a Kapara. Okay, maybe that's the case. Okay. So again, what were the three cases? The one case where the Ma'am Shloshan applies to Nochri. So Tosis says, if the Noisin is a Nochri, it's a Kavachimah that it works. If they took away, if Kiyum HaMonu Shalai Yisrael, Kavachimah Shalai Yisrael, Kiyum HaMonu Shalai Nochri. If the Mekabel HaMaton is a Nochri, they think they're not. That's where the Tosis got it from, that if you hold that Agav is only the Rabbanon, then maybe Agav wouldn't work on the Chametz. But who says that they instituted Agav the Tobis HaNochri, that Nochri should be cut? And then what's the third case? What if the middleman is a Nochri? What if the Loive or the Shemer HaPikot, what if he's a Nochri? Does the Din HaMayim Shloshna work? So Tosis thinks that not. Tosis talks about all the three possibilities. So Dibra Maschel B'mayim at Shloshtan on Yudgim on Beis, they say, Emer HaBein Atak, V'vetikna Mayim Shloshtan B'av Kecham, Ima Nifkar Aloi B'av Kecham. If the middleman is a Nochri, they never instituted Mayim Shloshtan. Why? If I would have said Zechei Ba'at Ploinim, Anochri can't be zeich ein shliches lakum, mele ein shchir lakum. So the Nochri cannot do an act of zochen on behalf of someone else. If I would have said to the middleman, be zeich this maton on behalf of the third person, wouldn't work if the middleman is a Nochri. So you can't say that my mishloshen is going to work even better than zochen. How can that be? If zochen doesn't work, so my mishloshen certainly doesn't work. So that's what Tosis writes as svar. All three are svaras. If the noisin is an achri, kavachemah that it works. If the kapel is an achri, they think that it doesn't work. If the middleman is an achri, they think it can't work. How can it be that it's better than zochin? Zochin wouldn't work. So how can the ma'am shloshna work? Then the Gemara was trying to figure out what's the mechanism whereby ma'am shloshna works. So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, hilchus abalai time. It's like halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It doesn't have to be based on any svar. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai hilchus abalai time. So this is a takana d'rabbanan, not patterned after any, not latched onto any din d'oraisa. So first the Gemara thought maybe it is based on the din d'oraisa. What could it possibly be? So the Gemara says maybe time am I, 8 lines from the bottom of your gimel on base. Time am I. What is it based on? Omer amei manasu kamila b'shas matmos. What if the Loiva borrows money from the Malveh and the Malveh says, but I may want to transfer the obligation at some later date? Instead of you owing me the money, I may decide to sell a chayv to someone else. So the Loiva says, no problem. I'm borrowing the $10,000 from you now. Either I owe you the money or I owe the money to whomever you will designate in the future. So milch atchila, he makes a matan mois. Normally, when the malva lends money to the loiva, so he makes a matan mois to the loiva, and the loiva owes money to the malva. What if I lend money to the loiva and I say, don't pay me back, pay the money to someone else? So that works. That works. What's that called? I give money and I say, I don't want to make a kinyan. You should owe me the money. You should owe the money to somebody else. That's called kinyan evet kanayni. No, that's called Kinyan Evik 90. How are you Meshachar in Evik 90, period? How are you Meshachar in Evik 90? So the Chumash talks about a Shivcha Harufa. Hafdei lo nevdosa, o chufsha lo nitan lo. She was never Hafdei lo nevdosa. She was neither niftis ayide kesef. You see that Evik 90 is yotze l'cheres ayide kesef. O chufsha lo nitan lo, nor was she freed in any other form of fashion. What other form of fashion? So we derive Lola Meisha, that refers to Shichra Viknani Aide Shtar. So we learn from the Psukim, that's Gemara's later in Gittin, and a later pair. So we learn from the two Psukim, from the two phrases in the same Pasuk. Hofti loin of dosa stam pigyon is bekesef. Achuf shalanitan lo, so Lola Meisha goes on Shtar, that there are two ways whereby to free an Abiknani, and in either case, kesef gaimabo, if Evikanani is yotze lecheres ayde kesef, that's called hofdei pidyon. Stapinyon as ayde kesef. So he's yotze lecheres both the kinyon mamen and the kinyon iser. And if you give a shtar shichur also, it's meshachar both the kinyon mamen and the kinyon iser. If you mafkir avdo, so hefkir is only chal on the kinyon mamen, it's not chal on the kinyon iser. So we pass kana mafkir avdo yotze lecheres, the kinyon mamen is poka, the yodah no longer has a right to be meshabe, and the Abaknaini, but the Abaknaini still needs a shtar shichur to be muta bebas Yisrael, to be able to mimit starf to a minion. Because Amafkar Abdu Yotze Lecheris only affects, the Hefkar only takes effect vis-a-vis the Kenyan Mammon, and the Kenyanis is remaining until he gets a shtar shichur. But if you mishachur the Abaknaini either Ayide Kesef or Ayide Shtar, so the Kesef and the Shtar accomplishes on both areas, both on the Kenyan Mammon and the Kenyanis. That's called Kesef Goyma Bo. The Gemara raises the possibility. Machlokes is Hatanaim. One Tana holds when you make pinyon Ebeknaini, Shichur Ebeknaini, Ayde Kesef, it's only Meshachar the Kinyan Mamet. It's not Meshachar the Kinyan Issa. So we don't accept that opinion. We paskin Kesef Goyma Bo. Just like Shtar is Goyma Bo, just like Shtar accomplishes a Shichur both on the Kinyan Mamet and the Kinyan Issa, so the Kesef Goyma Bo, the Kesef completes the whole Shichur. So the Gemara raises a question from the Kufis Hatanaim. Where does the Abaknaini have money to give the money to the Yodin? There's a din deraisa, kol ma shikon Abaknaini rab. It doesn't apply to Abaknaini, it applies to Abaknaini. There's a din derabana, ma shikon si shikon abayla, that's the rabana. But kol ma shikon Abaknaini rab, that's a din deraisa. The Abaknaini can't have any assets. How can it be yotze lecheres? The kesef halide atzmo, how is that possible? So one time is of the opinion, if somebody gives cash to the Yevet, amana shein le rabach rishus boy, so then that's legitimate, and the Eved can possess money in a bank account that the Yodan doesn't have any shaykhs to. If the one who gave, the good friend of the Abaknaini who gave him the cash to use for the purpose of his shikhr, he gave it to him, Amarashin le Rabbach Rishuspo, he said, Amarashin Tesibo le Cheriz bin Yuchad. So there are cases where you don't apply Kol Mashikon Abaknaini Rab. So that's one case, that Abaknaini is the Yotze le Cheriz Halidei Kesef. The kesef alidei atzmo. How can you have kesef alidei atzmo? Acherim nasdan lo kesef. Either amanash ein l'rabbi rishusboy. If you hold that, that's not acceptable. So the acher who gave the money to the other gave it b'miyuchad. Amanash teitzibo l'cheris. And then everyone would agree that that's kesef alidei atzmo. Or you can have shichur abaknaini b'kesef alidei acherim. Another person comes and says, how much do you want to free your abaknaini? He says, I want $25,000. So I give the money to the yodon. So usually matan mois, the lakeh gives the money to the moicher, and by my giving you the $500,000 in cash, I'm kind of the karka. The lakeh gives and lakeh is kind of. Here, a good friend of the Eved, Kanaini, gives the money to the Odon, and then the kinyan is to the Eved. The shikhr is to the Eved. So that's kesef aydeh cherem. That's called kinyan Eved Kanaini. Someone else gives the matan mois, and it's not kind of for him, it's kind of for the Eved. It's kind of for the Eved. So here also the Gemara has Amalva. Why is the loy v'evin mechuyev to pay back the halvor? Where is the yisoid achiyev come from? A matan mois. The malva lends money to the loy and makes a matan mois. A matan mois, a kinyan kesef. So when I lend $1,000 to the loy is mechuyev to pay me back the money. What if I say I'm lending you $1,000? The matan mois should be mishabiyu to give the money to a third party, not to me. It should be mishabiyu. So that's like kesef adi acherim. I give the matan mois to you, and the kinyan should take effect with respect to somebody else. So that's legitimate. So that's what the Gemara says. If the malva, when he lent the money to the loive, would have told him, by your accepting this $10,000 loan, I don't want you to become a shubit to me. I want you to become a shubit either to me, the didi, or cholda mandosi machmasi, or whoever else I will choose. So if Melech Atchila, the Malva, lent the money to the Leib and said, here's $100,000, and later when after 5 years are up, does not appear on, he give the $100,000 to someone else, that would be legitimate. Here he says, I'll determine later whether you should give the money to me, give the money to a different party. So that's fine. That's fine. So if he would have really said that in the first place, if he would have been Oymer Leib Shas Matan Mois, when the Malva lent the money to the Leib, if he would have said explicitly, I want you to be Meshabed, and the Leiva would agree, Meshabad Nalocha, Lechol Manda Asi Mach Masach, I'm obligating myself to pay you the $10,000 of the loan, or anybody you'll ask me to give it to. That would have been fine. The Gemara said, that would have been fine. And then you can say over here, with a stretch, Midirabbanon, that every case of my Meshloshton, we consider it as if he had said, we consider it as if, as if the Malva had said at the time of the Halvoah, that I want you to be mishabed yourself to anybody I'll pick, and later on he picks this person. Even at the time of the Havoy, never said it. So with the Rabbanon we say nasi kaimer, as if he had said it. So that would have been, I called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kain, the Rashi Tikkun. But the Gemara says, it's not going to explain the whole story. what if the Malve, 20 years after the Halva was made, 20 years ago I lent you $10,000. And then, the day after I lent you the money, a little kid was born, a baby was born. Now the baby is almost 20 years old. Tomorrow is going to be his birthday, he'll be 20 years old. He was born the day after the Halva. But now, I want to make a Maima Shloshton. I'm here, the Malve and the Loive, and the 20-year-old child is here. And I say, I want to transfer the chayv. Instead of you owing me the chayv, you owe the money to the 20-year-old young man. But the kid wasn't even born at the time that I lent him the money. So that's hikdan l'noiladim mahu. By now he has to be born. If he's not born yet, there's no mayim shloshtan. You have to have all three people standing around. So not that he's not yet born at the time of the mayim shloshtan. The Tosfos spells it out. No, he wasn't born at the time of the halvoya. He was born the day after. Now he's already 20 years old. Now there is a mayim shloshtan. But even Reb Meir holds Adam, you can make a kinyan out of Davish Labali Yoylam. So our Gemara follows that opinion that even Reb Meir would agree that's only if the kinyan is on a chepta, that's a Davish Labali Yoylam. But to be mocked into a person whose Labali Yoylam person wasn't born yet, even Reb Meir would agree. Tosfos says there are different opinions in the Gemara whether that's correct or not. There's room to argue and say that it's better. Even the Rabbanon hold that you can't make a kinyan on a Davish Labali Yoylam. Maybe they would agree to a person who's like Balaam, maybe it would be good. Our Gemara is saying the reverse svar. Tosfos shows from the Gemara is that they're different opinion. So our Gemara asks, how can you say that my Mishloshtan is based on this jump midrabbanon that we treat it as called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there as a thing, we treat it as if at the time of the Matan Mois, when the Malva did the Halva to the Leiva, as if he had stipulated, I want you to become a Shubit to me and to anybody whom I'll pick. What he's going to pick later, 20 years later, he's going to pick a person who wasn't even born yet. So you're going to tell me the Mayim Shloshim doesn't work? No, that's not correct. So that can't be the Mahalach. So the Gemara gives a different Mahalach.
Why can't we say that it's kind of
I don't know. An interesting question. Why don't the Gemara give a different suggestion?
It's the same concept of the king and Eved Ivri, just you don't have to be there b'shas matamah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You have to look into the details of Shibur Derab Nosim. Gotta find out. Yeah. Someone want to ask?
Why is this case different than the case of Dekal? I mean, if the child's conceived already, you know that it's the likelihood of the child coming. Maybe it's only saying that the child's yet conceived, not letting when it's conceived already, or only half before.
Maybe if he's conceived already, then he would be Bal Oila. Maybe it's only if he's not conceived. Reb Meir. Gemara says Reb Meir's opinion only applies. Reb Meir's shita that you can make a kinyan on a dovish labali olam only applies if it's avida diosim. If we know every year the dekel gives four pairs, so then Reb Meir holds since avida diosim, so you can make a kinyan on a dovish labali olam. If and when it'll be bal olam, then it'll be chal. If it's never bal olam, it won't be chal. Reb Meir holds if and when it'll be bal olam, then it'll be chal. The Chachamim say even if it will be bal olam, it won't be chal. Since at the time of the kinyan it was a dai lo bali olam, we can't make such a kinyan. Yeah, but even Rav Meir only says it if it's avid diyosu. It doesn't have to be that they have growing already. Let's say rov noshim misarbis v'yoldos. Usually, a normal woman gives birth to a baby, so I would think that that is avid diyosu. I would think that Rav Meir wouldn't require that she should be already pregnant. Imar just says the reason why it's not good is because li adam shalav bali yolam to be makna chayfitz, which is la bali yolam. The Rameh says you can do that. You can make kikinya lachalamid. When it'll be bali yolam, then your kinyan will be chal. But to be makna to a person is la bali yolam, that doesn't help. That's probably not going to help even if she is pregnant with the baby. I don't think being pregnant is relevant here. I don't think that's relevant. Pregnant would make it into avida diyasa. It's avida diyasa anyway. Normally, women who are married can expect to have a baby within a reasonable. Most women who get married do have children. Once in a while, there's a fertility problem. But usually, once in a while, there's a problem. The trees don't give up pears either. what we call it avida diaso, in the natural course of events, it can predict that parents are probably going to grow. In the natural course of events, a married woman is probably going to have babies. So that's called avida diaso. So our Gemara is making such a distinction. A mayor only disagrees with the Chachamim if the chayfetz on which you're making the kinyan is a dovish lo bali olam. But the person to whom you're making the kinyan is lo bali olam, so that even a mayor will agree that it's no good. Yeah. So what the Tosis raise an issue? There is the Mishnah, Ariyam Kadesh Asli, a non-Jew gives a ring to a Jewish girl, and he says, Ariyam Kadesh Asli Lacha She'ez Gayer. So Ramei holds that it's good, Nacham holds that it's not good, Ramei holds that it's good, even though it's Mamish, she's married to an Adam, Shalom Boli Olam. Not only if the Cheftz is Lo Boli Olam, Ramei holds he can make a Kinyan Lacha Lamed, even if the one on whose, to whom the Kinyan is taking effect, he says, "Arei mukudesh es li lacha she'ez gayer." That's li adam li davish alav b'aliyam. So the, how can the Gemara maintain such a position here? Rameir only disagrees when the chept is lo b'aliyam, when the person on whose behalf the kinyan is taking effect is lo b'aliyam. Even Rameir would agree it's no good. For example, that's like against the Mishnah of "Arei mukudesh es li lacha she'ez gayer." The person who's acquiring the wife is lo b'aliyam. So don't you see from that Mishnah against this Shita in the Gemara? And Tosfos shows that there are two opinions in the Gemara. Which way is most svara to say? Rab Meir would agree, Le Adam Shalom Bali Olam, it's not good. Or the Rabbana would agree that Le Adam Shalom Bali Olam is good. Two. So Tosfos says, how can the Gemara here maintain such an opinion? It's against the Mishnah. Rab Meir says, Beferish, Haremu Kodesh Esli Lacha She'ez Gayer. So the Kiddushin is Chal on behalf of the Adam Shalom Bali Olam. It's like he's the Koina is like Boliyot. So Tosis quotes an answer that they have in other Mesichtas to answer up other questions as well. Tosis says there are two kinds of Tzvei Dinim, there are two kinds of Dovash Lo Boliyot. There's a Dovash Lo Boliyot that simply the parents didn't grow yet. Literally. It's literally Lo Boliyot. Then there's another Lo Boliyot. I'm alive and kicking. I'm an adult. I'm 25 years old, but I'm not Jewish. So a non-Jewish person can't make kiddushin on a Jewish girl. So he says, "Harei mekudesh esli lacha she'ez gayer." So that's considered al pidin a dovish lo boliyom, because there's no kiddushin dovsim between a non-Jew and a Jewish girl. So that's considered dovish lo boliyom. But that's a different kind of dovish lo boliyom. That's what Tosfos says. Even though you can't be hikna l'noi ladim, you can't make a kinyan. That should be kind of a person who literally wasn't born yet. But if the person is born, he does exist, he's here, he's alive, he's functioning, the only thing is that he's not Jewish and he can't have issues. So that's a lower level of a problem of Dovash Labodi Yoylam. So that wouldn't bother me about Hikna L'Nailodim. That wouldn't pose a problem. Tosis, another Mesichta suggests, maybe that's the answer to the question also. The Gemara says, Rameir's opinion that Dovash Labodi Yoylam, he can make a kinyan, only applies if it's Avida Diaso. If it's Paris Dekel, the normal course of events is going to give up Paris. What if a man says, Harei Mekudesh Esli, if and when I convert? Who says he's going to convert? It's why is it Avida Dios? So Tosfos gives, how can the Mishnah say, according to a mayor, Harei Mekudesh Esli, Lacha She'ez Gayri is good, Lacha She'ez Gayri is good. Why is it a notion? In a natural course of events, who says the girl is going to convert? So Tosfos gives two answers. So one answer is, we're talking about a case, the boy or the girl are going through a conversion process. They've been going to classes. They've been going to school the last couple of months. Obviously, they're planning to convert, and the Beis Din is waiting. They have to know more laws of Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha, and they'll know enough. Then we're going to convert him. They want to convert, but we don't convert him until he knows how to daven, until he knows how to say Asher Yotzar, until he knows how to put on talis and tefillin. Okay, so that's Avida Diyosa. That's one answer that they give. They're in the process of converting, so it's Avida D'Yosu. Then Tosfos gives another answer. Maybe they don't require Avida D'Yosu if the person really exists, just Al Pidin. You can't have Kiddush and Tosfos between a Jewish girl and a non-Jewish boy. Maybe the only time you require Avida D'Yosu is the thing is literally Lo Boli Olam. The parents didn't grow yet. Or the baby wasn't born yet. You say, Harei Bitech Mekudesh Esli, and his wife didn't give birth to the baby yet. So that's a real Dovish Lo Boli Olam. So then you need Avida Diyosu. But maybe if the person is here, the only thing is that ain't Kiddushin Tovsin between a Jewish person and a non-Jewish person. So maybe then you don't even need that they should be in the middle of the conversion process, even if it's not Avida Diyosu. Maybe it would be good. So those are the 2 days that Tosfos has. So similar to that, Tosfos suggests over here that the kinyan hikna linoi ladin is worse according to Rav Meir. I can make a kinyan on a dolish laboliyadam, that's not a problem. But I cannot make a kinyan too on behalf of a person who is not born yet. So Tosfos said that's only if he literally wasn't born yet. Mamish linoi ladin. But if the kinyan is on behalf, the kiddushin is on behalf of a nochri, I'm a nochri, I didn't convert yet. So that's a stronger form. That's less of a problem of Dovish Laboliyam. He really does exist. But the halacha says the kinyan can't take effect. Maybe then, just like there's no problem, there's no issue of Avida the Osu, Tosfos says over here, there's no problem of Hikna Linoi Lod. Because he really is here. The only thing is that the halacha says he can't have a kiddush.
Could you be mishab yourself
to a cotton?
Yeah.
But how the cotton can't be makna a handkerchief to me, so you have to have a gadol. So the gadol is going to be doing it on behalf of the cotton, that's going to be skil a cotton. So skil a cotton is a machlekes, but is the raisa the rabbanu. But the zoch and the adam, the Mishnah had the three opinions. One tana held only zoch and the cotton, main zoch and the gadol. One tana held only zoch and the gadol, main zoch and the cotton. We pass on zoch and bein gadol, bein the cotton. But Tosfos had the two opinions. Maybe zechia avur cotton is only made the rabbanu. But if someone gives me the cotton, can't be give me his suder. The cotton is a la bardas to be makna. If a third party gives me a suder, and I say, by my accepting the suder,
they would not be then not noila. They would have been tanin. Gemara seems to only as the kashi from to an arav and more.
Right.
If they were tanin, Gemara doesn't bother.
Yeah.
So how would she would have been nekta in this cotton?
By the Matan Moyes, the Malva lent $1,000 to the Loiva. Yeah. There's probably a case of Zochan Lekotan. So we pass on Zochan Lekotan, either Menatur, Medirabon. So that's the Gemara by the Dovish Loboli Yodam. Machlek Zer Amen HaChachamim is by Kinyonim and by Gitnim and by Kiddushim. The same Machlek is by Get. Let's say a man didn't even get married yet. Let's say he's only marrying the girl in order to get citizenship papers. And then as soon as he gets the citizenship, then he's going to give her a get. There are a lot of people in Europe like that. After the Second World War, they wanted to come to America to save their lives. So one spouse was an American citizen, the other one was not. So they only got married in order to get citizenship papers. They never lived together. And then after they came to America, many of them gave a get. Some of them remained with each other. Some of them were so indebted that they saved their lives. They came to America on their passport. So they remained married together. And many of them got divorced afterwards. So the let's say the man prepares the get, he writes the get to give to his wife before he even gave her the ring. He never even said Hariyat Mekudeshesli. He wrote the get before he even gave the kesef kiddushin. So the Gemara says in Yevamah that that depends on the machlekes of man and chachamim, because the get has to be written lishma. So how can you a get lishma means tchilas agerishin? How can you do tchilas agerishin if not even married to the woman? See, if you hold like Rabbi Meir that you can make a kinyan on a dovish labodiyon, so you can write a get lishma, and a girl is not even married to you. But we pasken like the chachamim, so if you write a get before you're even married to the woman, so that's a dovish labodiyon, so that's not called the ksiva lishma. That's a lack of ksiva lishma. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Rabbi Einstein asked me to go to the other Beis Medrash to introduce him. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here. Maybe we'll do mincha now. Okay. I have your take today, so I'll go.